Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
We have been completely irresponsible not talking about that World Cup win last night. And I have been reluctant to talk about it this morning because when I do talk about soccer in here, everybody starts falling asleep. But it is too big an event. It has become bigger than just a soccer match at this point, and you guys need to jump on the bandwagon.
I'll pay attention if you talk in that Frenchman's voice.
I cannot see the bill. It is to your dick. Did anybody in here please watch grab a mic? Anybody else see the game yesterday?
I saw the goal.
Leah saw it.
Leah, grab a mic, because I can't talk to these dudes about it. They've got zero interest in it. Zero. This is how it all goes down yesterday, man. First of all, here's what you need to know about yesterday, is that the U.S. is about to get kicked out of the World Cup. They, at this point, England has won, and if the U.S. doesn't win or at least tie, then their tournament is over. So the 90 minutes that they play in regulation is done. There's 3 minutes extra time on the clock because the refs add time as there are injuries and stuff like that to the clock. So there's 3 extra minutes to play, but regulation time is over. They've got 3 minutes to score. If they don't, they're out of the tournament. If they do score, they get to advance into the next round. What am I forgetting, intern Brandon?
Actually, it was 4 minutes of additional time
on,
that they
Bart.
Added to the game.
Really?
It was 3 minutes in the England game.
My bad.
No,
sorry.
That was basically it. At that point, England had scored a goal on Slovenia and advanced in. So if the USA did not score versus Algeria, they would finish in third place in pool play and be out of the World Cup.
There go the eyes. Melissa's starting to glaze over a little bit.
Well, I'm okay.
There goes Wendy a little bit.
Well, as time is ticking down, Algeria makes a push because they're trying. They have a chance to advance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the goalie, Tim Howard, best goalie in the world.
Too much detail here, too. Now you're boring me.
Makes a save and throws it down. And time is ticking away. 91st minute. There will only be 94 minutes.
Let me tell you,
women like to hear sports. They just want to give us the bullet points.
Okay, yes. The bullet points is this.
No,
let's play the audio for you. Here it is. If they don't score, game's over.
All
they're
right.
out of the tournament.
A magical call.
With a header, Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant.
I came in this morning, and thankfully, intern Brandon says to me that he choked up after that score, and I wasn't going to say that this morning. Dude, I started crying yesterday.
I started tearing up
when they scored that goal.
There are moments that make you really proud to be an American, and that fight and that effort.
There goes Melissa. She just pushed the mic away. No, she's right. He's right. Listen to his point.
And the effort that they put in that game, being down, having a goal taken away from them in that game as well as the other game, it just really embodies the American effort.
And he is, what he's saying right now is absolutely true. Like, I, as an American, am so proud of the way these guys are playing because they're not the best team out there at all times.
They have the most
heart.
But
they just bust their ass all game long. And it felt like, I these were my friends and I was glad they were representing the country.
You're watching kids grow up in front of your eyes.
I could see
it's
the
not
sense
the
of
size
pride.
Of the dog in the fight that counts. It's the size of the
I know
fight in the
care.
Dog.
No, I like the sense of pride, and I love the United States for winning the game. I mean, I got my Vuvuzela iPhone app and cheered right along.
I think you guys are behind the curve on this now because I feel like what's starting to happen now, like around the country, that people are now starting to take notice in it.
Which is great.
Is what really happens all around the world except the United States up until like this year. and now it's become sort of it's almost a source of national pride. You don't feel
that? That's awesome. Well, it's just soccer bores the hell out of me. I mean, I think they're great athletes, and I commend them for being able to run the field as long as they do and be in such great shape. But good God, I'm going to watch for how many hours and nobody scores, and it could end in a tie. Congratulations to the U.S. Go USA. That's fantastic.
But that one minute worth of action made all the other 90 minutes worth
it. Totally, man.
The 90 minutes of all the other games worth it.
Then you TiVo it and you go back to the 1 minute to watch.
And I did. I watched it 30 times yesterday. Here's Marnie. Hey, Marnie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, Burt. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Oh, good. I was. We had a staff meeting at my office yesterday, and I kept sneaking back in. And I had, like, this horrible, like, anxiety because the minutes were ticking away. And I was like, oh, man, 89th minute, 90th minute. And I'm pacing in my office. I got the door shut. I got paper over my window. And all of a sudden, Landon Donovan makes that pass. And the keeper makes the save, and I'm heartbroken. And then here comes Landon Donovan breaking onto the screen, and I'm like, oh, and I just start screaming in my office.
I've got this video.
There's a staff meeting going on. Oh, my God, it was amazing. I had chills. I had the shakes because all that anxiety just released. It was unbelievable.
There's a video that I retweeted from Jeff that is Fido's here in Atlanta. It's an Irish pub here in Atlanta where somebody has their cell phone out and they are recording everybody at the goal, and it's awesome. It really is awesome. This is Landon Donovan, the guy that scored the goal after the game. This dude starts crying, man. Because
four
years ago in the World Cup, everybody was expecting this guy really to kick ass, but he was too young and he sort of choked. So for 4 years, the soccer world has been all over him, right? And this was his year, and he's grown up, and it's just been a really long journey for this guy. So he scores the winning goal yesterday.
I got the ball, got it to Josie, who made a good run. Clint made a good run in the middle. Last week, we embody what Americans are about. We can moan about it or we can get on with it, and we kept going. And we believe, man.
Right before that, he was crying. He's crying.
I did ask this morning, how many boys are going to be called Landon in the next couple
weeks? I know, right? And how much money did that guy make yesterday in that one goal, mm-hmm. right? I really believe, I know you guys are going to think I'm absolutely nuts, and it's not going to happen over the next 10 years. It probably won't happen over the next 15 or 20 years. I really believe that in this country that soccer eventually will be our national pastime.
More so than baseball.
Much more so than baseball, and I'll tell you why. We're going to scratch the surface here, and you guys can email me later and tell me I'm full of it. But in our country now, the statistics are showing us, it's raw data, that African Americans aren't playing baseball anymore. The inner cities aren't supporting baseball fields anymore. You look at the statistics in baseball, and African Americans just... They don't play. They just don't play. This is a sport that is so popular all around the world because anybody can do it. All you need is a ball. You don't need a whole bunch of equipment that costs you a whole bunch of money. You get on a field, you have a soccer ball, and you play. And a goodly amount of the U.S. soccer team are African Americans. You got a guy named Finley and Altidore, and you got
Edson Buttle.
Yehu and Buttle. And it's such an easy game to play that I think what you're going to start to see is inner city kids starting to play more soccer than they are baseball now. And maybe 20 years from now, it really becoming like a tidal wave of national support for it.
And why do you think that is related to African Americans? Because you think they're better at sports in general, and so if it's a sport Mm-mm. that they're involved in, it'll become more popular?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's what's accessible to you. It costs a lot of money. Baseball costs a lot of money.
Sure.
To build the field, there's not a lot of space in the inner cities either. You need cleats, you need uniforms, you need bats, you need balls. There's a whole bunch of – it just costs a lot of money. So in the inner cities, basketball sort of is taken over. You need a basketball, got a playground, it's got two hoops. Soccer is the exact same way. All you need is a soccer ball. That's why it's so prominent all throughout the world. Yeah.
And it's something you could do by yourself as well, because I played baseball. I was the only African-American on my team in high school, and we talked about this before in school and stuff like that. Basketball is something where even if you don't have people with you, you can always take a ball, you can dribble, you can work on your skills, you can redefine your skills. So is soccer. baseball and football are something where you need other people.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see that.
It's a little easier too, and just it's just way more accessible. So we'll see over the next 20 years.
We'll see, but I think as human beings, we like to be involved with each other, and we like to be part of the group. Mm-hmm. And the World Cup is the group right now.
It
so
is.
We're all involved in U.S. soccer, but as soon as the World Cup's over, I want to see how many people are watching the U.S. play a random game, mm-hmm. so, you know, in another tournament.
I think that goal yesterday changed everything.
If this run continues, a lot of people
I really
will be watching.
I think as far as like being attracted to the sport, I think that goal yesterday changed a lot. But we'll see. We'll see. Just one more time. One more time.
With a header, Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Landon Donovan, there are things on here for the USA. Can they do it here? Cross, and Dempsey is denied again. And Donovan has scored. Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA. Certainly through. Oh, it's incredible. You could not write a script like this.
The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.